Madam Chair and colleagues, I'm going to make the motion that we go into closed session under the provisions of Wisconsin Statute Section 19.85, paren 1, paren C, paren G, for the purpose of discussing the following matters: the deliberation, negotiation, or renegotiation of collective bargaining agreements. At the conclusion of the closed session, the committee may reconvene in open session to take whatever actions it may deem necessary on aforesaid matters.
Corp Counsel Shavey, is this an appropriate matter to take up in closed session?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Madam Chairman.
Supervisor Rice.
Thank you. Before I vote on the closed session motion, I'd like some more information as to what the nature of the discussion is going to be. This is a generic description of action, and if it's for purposes of a general briefing by staff on the status of negotiations, that's one thing. But if it's anticipated that the committee is going to be taking some specific action or substantive action on a particular collective bargaining agreement, I'd like to know that beforehand, because if it is, I think that the notice is insufficient. The Supreme Court's been very, very clear in a recent decision regarding the specificity of notice that's required, particularly when there's a matter of such significant public interest. And there's no reference in this notice whatsoever to any collective bargaining unit or agreement. What concerns me additionally, Madam Chairman, is the memo I just saw this morning when I got here, dated this date, referencing communication between evidently yourself and a representative of a collective bargaining agreement that makes reference in the second paragraph to reaching agreement on a contract for 2012. I would like to know what the intended action is or discussion is in closed session with some additional detail before I vote on approving a closed session.
All right, thank you. I'm going to take that matter up in public hearing since Supervisor Rice has already indicated a communication and a conversation apparently referred to in a letter dated March 17th from Candace Owley, RN. Mr. Shavey, would you please come to the front table and guide us through this session? If we get into an issue that should be discussed in closed session, I'd like you to stop the committee. I'm going to transfer the gavel to Supervisor Borkowski.
Okay. Supervisor Jurczyk.
Thank you. If I can respond to the question regarding the communication with regard to Candace Owley's letter. First of all, I did have a conversation with Ms. Owley. There was a concern about retirement, and I asked Ms. Owley if there was information as to how many of her members were capable or are eligible for retirement. Ms. Owley responded to me that she would try to get that information. The letter dated March 17th, which I am seeing for the first time this morning, is Candace Owley's information with regard to retirement. I also want to make it clear that at no time did I involve myself in bargaining. Any of those issues were referred to Mr. Bao, who may or may not have had discussions with Ms. Owley, and I believe that would be a matter of closed session. Is that correct, Mr. Shady?
Correct. And your notice provides that. And the purpose of doing this is for the matters listed, as well as receiving reports from staff and potentially in closed session, the development of labor strategy and providing policy direction to your bargaining staff as they meet. There is no report on here or pursuant to the board's established policies. Any notice given to act on a specific thing, as there are procedures in place at the board level as to different steps that have to be taken prior to that consideration. So I would not see this notice as saying you're going to act upon recommending ratification of a contract potentially today. That may come at a subsequent meeting, but there's no notice according to what you provided thus far.
Mr. Shavey, since we're referring to the March 17th memo from Ms. Owley, I assume this is now a public document and can be made available to the public.
Yes.
Supervisor DeBaron.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So if there was, just so we're clear for the future, because I think we've seen this before, and I'm not sure, you know, going back over our history, whether we've ever approved, come out of closed session and approved or approved a contract and then forwarded it. If that, we know that if that were to happen, any approved contract recommendation that's approved through this committee would have to go to the Finance and Audit Committee. You'd have to have the fiscal note approved, prepared and approved by the Department of Administrative Services. I believe even some of our county board staff have to sign off on that. So, but that's different than the committee deciding that they want to support a contract. I mean, that's the first part of the process. It's not the entire process. Are you saying that this committee in closed session with this verbiage could not in closed session make a decision to support a new contract proposal?
You could consider it and recommend staff to negotiate it by giving a policy direction in closed session. If you were to take an official action to make a recommendation to the board, you'd have to do that in open session.
Okay, I know. But once you come out of open session, out of closed session, then would the whatever you're directed, the contract that's directed to be negotiated, would the personnel committee also have to meet again then to before finance meets, or would that action be sufficient?
I believe absent suspension of your own rules, that, you know, 19 years ago we put what I would call speed bumps in place.
Absolutely.
To provide this kind of visage, if you will, over the process. So, yes, to answer your question.
So it'd be both
unless
personnel and finance.
Unless you suspended your rules.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. Or Supervisor Brickhouse.
Supervisor Rice.
Thank you. I appreciate the clarification. I thought I may have heard two things there. One is that under the current notice that we have here, it would not be appropriate for us to take action at this meeting to ratify a collective bargaining agreement.
Correct.
Then I thought I heard you subsequently say we could come out of closed session and in open session approve a contract.
No, you'd have to follow your rules unless the rules were suspended, and that's not. And you haven't given notice, and there's, like I said, the procedures that are in place have not been complied with at this point.
And that was my main issue and concern is the sufficiency of the notice. Have we given the public adequate information in this notice that we're going to be considering specific contracts? As I say, there's no reference to any collective bargaining agreement or unit in this notice. You know, we're about to enter, you know, Government Sunshine Week, and I think it behooves us in these notices, particularly in a time in which there is so much interest in this subject, that we be far more specific and give people notice if indeed the committee is going to be taking up a consideration of extension of collective bargaining agreements, that we ought to be as detailed as possible in our notice so that people know exactly what the proposed action is or discussion is in our closed session in particular. And so, again, I have concerns, but I think they've been allayed a bit by Mr. Shawey's clarification that we will not be taking action on a specific collective bargaining agreement. With that understanding, I'm prepared to vote on the motion, Mr. Chairman.
Very good. Am I still able to? I guess not. Well, I was the one that made the motion.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
To go into closed session.
For closed session.
Borkowski.
Aye.
DeBruin.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to go into closed session is approved.
Linda, do you have a student?
Let's clear the room.
Yep. Okay, I'm going to.